Good morning and welcome back in on The Point. Thanks again to our friends from KC West Columbia. Now we turn our attention to our friends from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. We welcome in, have you decided what they're going to call you as a grandma?
Oh, absolutely.
What is it?
I'm Birdie.
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 What's the story behind that?
So I mean, I'm not old enough to be grandma.
No, I get that. I get that. Okay.
So I did some research and started looking up different names.
Birdie.
And Birdie is one of the names that I found that is a true grandma name. I think it's German.
Uh-huh.
But I also am a major bird watcher.
Uh-huh.
And I have probably 27 bird feeders in my yard.
Wow.
So it kind of fits anyway. So usually for my gifts for Christmas or Mother's Day or whatever is usually stuff related to my birds.
Gotcha.
So your earrings look like feathers today, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, Birdie.
Yeah. Well, perfect.
Congratulations on Ella Grace.
Thank you.
And and that's wonderful news, and that's a blessing in your life and in the family's lives. And
absolutely.
So we're happy for you, Miss Katie. Thank you for that, or Miss Birdie, whichever you prefer.
Thanks.
But whatever, we'll tell you. I was really, really happy when I heard the news and excited for you. And that's just a real nice, nice thing to have happening. So
happy and
welcome
healthy.
Back to the studios. Glad to have you here at The
Thank
Point
you.
And glad to have you for the positive points on aging. You know, I wanted to have this talk, but I was procrastinating. That's actually today's topic, procrastination.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Tell us more.
I might have majored in procrastination in college.
Well,
so,
and I think it's funny because all of us still do it, you know, but you don't realize how much it can affect our seniors. Our senior population, they also procrastinate doing things. They put off, you know, doing their wills. They put off figuring out if they want to, you know, certain things that they want. So they procrastinate making up those decisions. We all do it. I mean, I procrastinate to last minute to make a project because I feel like I do better. My rush job looks better sometimes than the, you know, if you plan it out. It's not
That's what my students tell me. I work better at the last minute, Dr. Whitener.
Do.
No.
Nice try.
See, I think I do in my head. I know that
nice
I really don't.
Keep telling yourself that, Katie.
I have been telling myself forever.
You're a birdie now. It's time
I'm
to be
birdie,
more
so
responsible.
I'm, now I'm trying to be more responsible, not procrastinate, plan things out. You know, and that was, you know, packing your bags, making sure the bags were packed, make sure they have all that stuff in the car, because if y'all go into labor, you got to be ready. And,
right.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. Well, guess what they did not do?
Right.
Exactly.
They still didn't do it. They
Oopsie.
Procrastinated too. But it's okay. I mean, everybody was hands on deck and was able to help and bring whatever they need. But we all do it. We all have a bad habit of it. And the reason I thought about this one being such a good topic is because I've had some family members, they're procrastinating making the decisions on what to do with their loved one. So it's been really difficult for, I've had this family come in, they toured, they loved the facility, they thought, you know, this is exactly where my mom needs to be, and it needs to be in this memory care because of X, Y, and Z. You know, they already made plans why.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, they're procrastinating to, as we would say, pull the trigger. You know, they're procrastinating to come in, make that decision of coming in. But there's no real reason. They're just dragging their feet. And of course, in our industry, but I'm sure in other facilities as well, you know, if you wait, you're gonna miss it.
Yeah, snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. Yeah. That's my favorite thing to say. So it makes it hard because you know that this is what's exactly the best thing for this person or this family, but the procrastination is killing them.
Do you think it's that they're worried that there may be a better option, or do you think they're hoping that they were not going to have to make that choice?
Second option, yeah. They were hoping they weren't going to have to make a change because where they are now, yes, mom's getting cared for, but they just don't think it's quality care.
Right.
So she's getting cared for, just not as high level as they felt like that their loved one needed. So that's why they started looking, and then they found it, like, well, this is great, and they loved it and everything about it. When it's, oh, I'm just, do we want to make that move, do we want to change?
Sure.
And they're just procrastinating
or hoping somebody else will make the choice for them.
And I think that has a lot to do with it too.
Yeah.
Because they're wanting their family's input, they want everybody's at what. If you take 20 people and try to make one decision, everybody's going to have
consensus. They're looking for consensus.
Right.
Yeah.
But you got 20 different opinions.
Right.
And that's
too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah. And that makes it hard too.
You're like cliche man right now. That's like
I know you are,
third
but what
one.
Am I?
That's the third one. You're crushing it on these cliches.
I love it.
Anyway, so yeah, but when you we've talked about this before with so many mm-hmm. other things.
Right.
Being proactive versus being reactive.
Right.
You know, you get this done before you have to get this done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Before you're faced with a situation where, well, now we don't have any time for choices. Now we don't have any time to decide what's the right path for mom or for dad or whomever.
Right.
And all of a sudden you find yourself where the stress levels and the blame game begins. And that's how families get, I don't want to say torn apart, but often at least divided.
Oh, just a lot of tension between you two.
Major.
Yeah.
Major. So one thing to do is, one of the tips for today is creating the to-do list, which my husband loathes the honey-do list.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
sure.
Guess what? He does so much better when he has a honey-do list.
We reluctantly do.
But it's just, I mean, you can put it that way, or you can say it's organizing the work.
It is. Yeah.
Here's a list of all the things we know have to get done. Now let's prioritize what needs to get done first.
Exactly.
Everybody take one of these items and let's everybody get, you know, all hands on deck.
And to make yourself, make it easier when you're creating this list mm-hmm. and you're dividing it up, which one's the hardest to do, which one's going to get rid of those little easy ones. Do those first, because
right.
then you at least you've accomplished it. And once you got that part accomplished, you're like, okay, well, I got three things off my list today. It might have been little minute, just making a phone call, changing the address where that person's going to be living now. Quit putting it off, or letting the friends know that, you know, Mary Sue now lives over in the independent living mm-hmm. area, or anything like that. Just sitting down and doing the little things, getting those little things out of the way. And then the harder thing that's going to take maybe two people to do, mm-hmm. or maybe it takes a trip to go somewhere, or you know you're going to be on the phone for several hours.
Right.
Set that one to be last on the list because it's harder. Or you can be like my husband, and he wants to do the biggest thing on the list, so he knocks the hard thing out of the way, and the rest of the week he can make it as an easier week for him.
That's maybe what Opportunity Day on Monday is all about, right?
Yeah, sure,
is tackle the big elephant first.
Yeah.
And my husband's always been that way. He's ready to get the big thing done and out of the way, and then hopefully all the little stuff are going to be more fun things to do.
Right. So make a list. That's
making a
tip
list.
Number one.
That's number one on
that's
our
number
list.
We already said breaking it down. We've already talked about that. So that's number two. And then set some short-term deadlines. Don't put it on the list to be there and you just say, oh, I got plenty of time. And then you're, you know, procrastinating. Now it's 6 months later and you still haven't figured out which lawyer you want to call to figure out
sure.
your will or your, you know, whatever you're trying to get your affairs in order. That makes it hard. You're going to have to say, all right, in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks, whatever your ultimate goal is, but try to make it where you're breaking down the time so it's not so far out.
So when you set these deadlines, I think it's interesting as you're building the list and you're separating, you know, who's got which tasks mm-hmm. when, right? One of the easiest things to do is say, how long do you think that's going to take you? When do you think you can make time for this?
Right.
And let the person that you assign the task to
right.
actually give you their deadline. And then the other one is to come up with like family milestones
yeah.
where you can be like, hey, look, June 1st is when the kids are out of school and we're all going on vacation at different
yeah.
times over the summer. So let's make sure we get this done before that point, and then we're not worried about communication.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Sometimes you got to manage your family, folks.
It is.
It's true. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah. And yourself, because all of this boils down to is reminding yourself that if you're doing these things and you're getting those things accomplished, you're fulfilling yourself, but you're also helping so many other people around you. When you don't do these things and you procrastinate and put them off for so long, then things aren't happening. There's not things set in place. People don't know what your wishes are. It can be so many, a plethora of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a sales and marketing person, you know, I have certain key accounts. So the way I always had to break it down was who were my A accounts, who were my B accounts, and who were my C accounts. C accounts I still would see and would still work on, but they were not going to be my priority accounts because I probably weren't going to get anything out of that office or
right.
that facility or whatever. So I always had to set goals, and that was this how it reminds me very much of doing that, setting the deadlines and setting goals. Because by this time, if I don't get a referral or if I don't get anything out of this account on C within the next 6 months, then they're going to be on my D again.
So often people have these skill sets in their professional life, but
yep.
they don't apply them to personal life.
Correct.
Good stuff. Okay. We're heading to 8:45, the Fox Business Report. We'll come back with Katie Birdie in just a moment.
With Kev. Columbia's Global Talk Radio. experience continues now from the Bark Fireside Studios.
We are 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock on the point. Thank you for being with us. Really appreciate you hanging out on a Tuesday. Positive Points on Aging continuing with Miss Katie from over at Oakleaf Village. By the way, real high appreciation we have for our friends at Oakleaf Village and the partnership that they provide us by allowing us to do the Positive Points on Aging every Tuesday. Really feel like we get some good information out there for you. And it's never an infomercial for the Oakleaf Village. It's just good information that you might need, whether you end up at Oakleaf or somewhere else. Obviously, I suggest Oakleaf Village is a great place for you to go. But I could tell you that this is all about public service. And that's what Karen and Katie come in for on Tuesdays, is to spend time with us and give us information. Today, we've been talking about why it's important, as hard as it is for all of us to acknowledge mm-hmm. that we do it, why it's important to not procrastinate when it comes to our older adults and when it comes to having plans.
Right. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit more about some of the tips.
So I think we kind of talked about it too, but number four on the list is telling someone your goals and what things that you're planning on doing. That way it helps you stay on track. I do that all day long, every day.
Accountability.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it does.
I told Kev yesterday I was going to run.
Yeah.
And then I did.
This time you did.
And then I went and did it.
See? Same thing. I told my husband yesterday, I am not doing sugars for the entire month of April. And he was like, okay. And I was like, I know it's April Fool's Day, but I'm being serious. So I'm on day two.
Yeah.
No sugar. Okay, gotta start somewhere.
Accountability is how we hold ourselves responsible and accountable for things. Yeah.
Right. So that's, to me, that's a big one, because I feel like if I tell somebody I'm going to do it, well, now I really have to do it.
Yep.
So accountability, setting that deadline for you and telling someone else, they'll help you. Be like, hey, how are you doing with it? Oh, I slipped a little bit, or I didn't do this goal today that I said I was going to do.
Right.
Or for this month, I've kind of slid back. They also are your cheerleaders. They're going to cheer you on to do the right thing and keep you on track, which is why I tell my husband a lot of things so he can keep me motivated to do it, because he knows how I am.
We talked a couple weeks ago about having the family meeting to talk about mm-hmm. what we're going to do with mom, for mom, yep. you know, in partnership with mom over the next few months or years or whatever. In that family meeting, this kind of list that you're talking about here, build the list, assign people their AORs, like, do you think that that's the kind of thing that creates that agenda for that meeting too, right?
Oh,
like every time you guys get back together, hey, let's quickly run through the list
right.
and see where we're at and see if anybody needs help with something that maybe didn't get done because it just fell off your radar.
Right.
And I did my thing, so maybe I can step forward and pick right. up the slack a little bit.
Right, absolutely. And then if you're finished with yours, maybe there's a task that somebody else is really struggling with
right.
that they can't get to, or they're working, or you know, whatever's going on. They have a brand new baby. They
right.
haven't had time to do it yet. So those things, yeah, if you can help the other person out, it's not because they're just because they're procrastinating. It may be they truly just need the help.
Right.
And a lot of us are bad about not asking for help.
Right, no, but if you keep checking in, and then yes. rather than being like, oh, Kristen, why haven't you done this,
right?
Instead it's like, hey, I finished the thing I was doing. How can I help?
Yeah.
How can I lend a hand?
Let's do it together.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe they do need someone to hold their hand with them to do it.
Yeah,
maybe. It's just that hard of a step for
them. Or they just don't know how.
Correct.
Yeah.
So visualizing success is number five. Hmm. Of course, clear mental picture of the completed task work and how it makes you feel. Focus on your end results. You know, that's those. I am one of those that do have to take a moment and just be quiet in my own little world and truly do think about why or what or who. You know, you think about all those things. How can I make it better? What can I do to make it quicker? What's the easiest route? You know, when you're looking into doing stuff for not just for as a caregiver, but as a family member or anything that you're trying to do, you're looking at it in a, how is this going to help the whole family?
Right.
So visualizing helps. Number six is removing distractions out the way.
That's not easier said than done.
Like, if your distractions have names,
right.
it's a lot harder to move them.
It really is. Yeah. Yeah.
Distractions are very hard. It could be, though, that you're just on your cell phone. You're playing with your phone too much. You know, you could be doing something else, but you just wanted to watch one more TikTok video,
right.
or you're still snapping with your daughter about how to change diaper, you know, anything. So those things, it's hard, but putting down the cell phones, respite for yourself, taking time to really focus on it, pay attention to what you got to do. Those are the biggest things. Number seven would be change your expectations. You know, you set these really, really high goals for yourself and you're going to get all these things done, but maybe these goals are out of reach. Maybe it's something you truly cannot do and without help from other people either. So that may be something else, is maybe change your expectations. It may not work out perfectly.
So that's interesting, because we were just talking about setting deadlines mm-hmm. and then being able to hold each other accountable for those deadlines. Right. But if we then get to the place where you're like, okay, we're clearly not going to make this deadline.
Right.
Let's change the expectations a little bit. How do you have that conversation without getting mad at your siblings for not stepping forward and getting involved? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's challenging.
It is very challenging. You know, my brother and I are total opposites of everything. So if we were coming down and trying to figure out a care plan for my parents, if we needed to come to that point, it's going to be hard, because I know I have high expectations of what kind of care I want my parents to have. And not that he don't want them to have the same, he just looks at it differently than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I'm going to have to change some of my expectations of what I expect of him, because I know that him and I are not on the same page.
Right.
I'm not going to be mad at him. I'm not going to argue with him about it, because it's not going to get us anywhere. That's part of that distraction that, you know, I'm just going to be mad. Sure. That's not going to help you out.
No, it's not productive.
None. So those are things that most families are going to have to sit down and really decide if this is out of reach, if this is not going to happen, or if it's because it needs multiple people to take care of that situation.
And this too goes back to that conversation we were having about the workforce skill set. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got it if you've been a manager or a supervisor in your, you know, full-time job, and you don't necessarily think you need to apply that skill set to family relationships as well. But honestly, bringing in the more, we call it like manager dad and manager mom, where Holly would be like, sometimes I'm getting mom, and sometimes I'm getting manager mom. And like, manager mom is me saying, like, we've got some priorities, we got to make sure we get them done, like, let's work to meet our goals, these kinds of things. And if you can maybe turn off the emotional side a little bit, because it is a really emotionally charged subject, caring for your parents, caring for your elderly relations, like that, you can bring that workforce piece in instead.
Yeah.
Maybe you can separate a little bit from the emotional side of that, of those tasks.
Yeah. A perfect example was when my dad was in the hospital last year. I had to go from, I wanted to be the daughter, but you had to switch it over real quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, believe it or not, our time is up.
I know.
Yeah. So if people want more information on this, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you guys?
They can call us at 803-808-3477, or they can go online to oakleyvillagelexington.com.
And I really encourage you, whether you need Oakley Village or not, to reach out to Katie and to Karen over there. They really want to help any way they can. And if you don't need them today, maybe you'll need them tomorrow, but they want to be there for you all the time.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, both of you. Have a great day. Everyone be safe out there. I'll see everybody at 4 o'clock. For Katie and Casey, I'm Ken. Take care.